This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
All right, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hernando Diablo.
And this week, we're taking it to the streets.
That's why I hate you.
Joining us this week on the show is one of my oldest friends in comedy and life, and past headliner of the Lousy Weather Media Comedy Basement Spectacular, Sean Boyd.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Doing well, Sean. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, a little bit short notice. We're happy to have you.
Hey, happy to be here. I don't know how you taking a street. You said street?
Yeah.
Because I'm here. Did you hear his name?
What the hell? Hanging out in the barrio or something?
That's like Pablo Escobar and shit.
Well, I mean, unlike Pablo Escobar, El Hernando Diablo does not have a taste for the younger things in life.
Say that name one more time.
El Hernando Diablo.
I can never say that shit.
You won't be the first. You won't be the last.
I'm just going to call you Diablo.
There we go. Hey, that's often what it's shortened to.
Or you can call him White Devil. Or just Jordan.
Or what did we come up with a couple weeks ago? Fat Woke Boy.
If I call him White Devil, I mean, so many other people will think I'm talking about them. So I don't want to discriminate, you know?
There's a lot of White Devils in your life, Sean. But we're not here to talk about just the White Devils. So, Sean Boyd, why do you hate deadbeat parents?
Oh, wow. How long we got?
We got as long as it takes.
Oh, man. I mean, there's so many factors on why I hate deadbeat parents. I mean, there's a lot of people that hate deadbeat parents.
Yeah. I mean, it's a general... People who don't hate deadbeat parents are deadbeat parents.
Pretty much. Absolutely. And then what sucks is it usually starts with the father, you know, or it is the... normal suspect, as we would say, right?
I'm sure we've all seen it go both ways, but yeah. I'd say the majority...
Don't worry, we'll get to that.
that we will. But yeah, most of the time it starts with the father, and you hear all females like, you know... can we cuss on here?
Yeah. Internet radio, dude. Who gives a fuck?
You know, fuck that deadbeat asshole and shit like that, but... History would show you that most of the fathers, you know, most fathers, not all fathers, but just in general, mm-hmm. are the deadbeat parent of the two. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know. I hate deadbeat fathers because I'm a father and I'm a proud father. And I've been taking care of my son since he came out the womb. So, you know, I take pride in being a good father.
Yeah.
You know, beating his ass when he needs it, you know. I just had to beat his ass the other day, you know, hit him with a two-piece, you know.
No biscuit?
No biscuit, no biscuit, no side, no nothing, just straight two-piece to the chest. So.
What is a biscuit in that situation? Is that when he's on the ground, you drop the biscuit on his forehead?
There's usually no biscuit in that situation. But yeah, so there's different kind of deadbeat fathers, like the ones that don't come to see their kid, you know.
Yeah.
Don't pay child support or are made to pay child support, and they will get a, you know, under the table job. So they don't have to pay child support, or a motherfucker will quit. so they don't have to pay child support. And
how are you going
to
support yourself? You know.
Yeah, but they really don't give a shit because they're a deadbeat parent. Yeah. So they don't care about supporting their kids or anything like that. But then you have deadbeat fathers that have kids, don't support their kids, but then will lay up with another chick and take care of their kid.
Yeah.
Which is, to me, retarded.
Yeah.
You know, not short bus, you know, helmet wearing, looking a window kind of retard. I'm talking about, you know, an asshole. Yeah. Kind of retard.
Not short bus. Asshole. No. Asshole, yeah, retarded.
So,
I mean, you know, how many deadbeat short bus retarded people are there?
I wish I can look that up online.
Wait a second. Did you just ask how many deadbeat short bus retarded people there are?
Yeah.
How can, all right, first and foremost, side note.
Yeah.
How the fuck can you call a person with, like, let's just go ahead and say Down syndrome, a deadbeat?
Well, look, what if they're like, I ain't taking care of my kid. Fuck that hoe.
And I'm sure they're out there, you know? Because, I mean...
We've all seen The Other Sister.
I pulled out!
Jesus Christ.
What do you say?
Oh, this is good. What are we, about 4 minutes in? This is going to be great.
That was the slap from my mouth, not come. I mean, there's different ways.
This will be the one, just for the record, Sheer, this will be the one that I get lambasted for. Oh, fuck.
Sheer started that one, so. You
know. Yeah, it's all my
fault.
We
watched Forrest Gump one time.
Yeah. I thought you was going to say radio. I mean, he was a lot slower. He was a lot slower than Forrest Gump.
Yeah, radio
was.
Wasn't a fucking millionaire by the end of the movie.
No, exactly. You know, he didn't have any bright ideas, and he didn't save anybody, and he barely can run fast. So. And he was black. Like
he was fucked from the get-go.
Yeah, he was just fucked. So.
All right. Man. Wow. So that derailed quickly.
Yeah, but I mean,
that crashed like a short bus.
We're still we're still talking about deadbeats, though. So
yeah, right.
But then, I mean, there's so many different deadbeats out there. The ones that won't, you know, take the paternity test, so they don't actually seem like a deadbeat, but they know it's their kid.
Right.
You know,
when it looks like you.
Yeah. I mean, it's got the same forehead, the same gap, or the same cross-eyed, or, you know, something. And, like, how can you deny your kid?
The same cleft palate.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's so many different ways to find that out. But then, on the other hand, you have deadbeat mothers, which I really can't understand. I really hate them bitches.
Well, it's...
I've seen it a lot.
It's really difficult to be a lady and lose custody of your kids.
It is very difficult. And then if you're dating someone that has kids as a male, and you're dating a female that has a kid or kids and doesn't have custody of their kids...
Mm-hmm.
You should fucking run.
Right. No, absolutely.
That's just letting you know something's wrong with her. Why the fuck you don't have your kid? The court system is set up for the kid to be
go
with
the mother.
Mom.
Yeah,
exactly. So, I mean, they're just really the trash of all trash. They're, you know.
Well, all right. not always. You know, but again, you know, if you're a critical thinking person, you should know that we're not making a generalization about every single person that loses custody. I know there are extenuating circumstances.
Absolutely. Well, there is.
Trust
there
me.
Is. There
I know
is.
There's,
no,
there is. Like, there are some women that I know that they're wonderful people. They just, you know, things didn't work out in their favor, so to speak.
That's true, and they, I would call them unicorns. Seriously, because
yeah.
I mean, they're a special breed where, for some odd reason, the circumstances didn't go in their favor, which is kind of fucked up, especially when they want to be a parent and want to take care of their kids. But that person wouldn't be considered a deadbeat parent, though.
No, they would not.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Well, I mean, like, I don't want to get too much into it, but like, my best friend from high school, like, mm-hmm. he has a kid. We never sees. He fucking pays child support. Mm-hmm. He does, I mean, everything right he's supposed to do. But that kid's mom is in there. That kid is in his mother's custody, which A, it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
And B, she won't allow him to see the kid. And I've had people like my mother, who's religious. She's like, oh, well, you know, if he wanted to, he could. And it's like, no, like, you have to have fucking money to pay lawyers to go fucking fight that shit. Extenuating circumstances.
You do, but you also shouldn't be a quitter. Period. I mean, you can still research different lawyers that help without that much money. You see what I'm saying? Because if you're able to pay child support, you can find a decent lawyer that will actually help you with that situation. I mean, there's different.
He gets waxed, man, too.
I would believe it. How many kids he got? Just one?
One.
Yeah. Because I knew, it's funny because I knew a female that had custody of her two youngest kids, not custody of the oldest one. And she paid more child support for the oldest one than she received
for the other
The other two. And the other two, their father was a straight deadbeat.
Mm.
You know, he would quit jobs and, you know, lose jobs on purpose. I mean, take, for instance, my brother. Like, he has custody of both his kids. Technically, like, his son is not his blood son.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, but he has custody of both his kids, and it's been several instances where the mom would lose a job and quit a job so the bitch didn't have to pay child support. Like, what kind of shit is that? You know, like, I went through the situation where I didn't even ask for child support.
I mean, don't you want to provide for your fucking child?
Like, isn't you would that, think like, so.
Yeah.
And then a lot of questions that get asked, especially from other females, is like, how could they not want to take care of their kid? And my answer is always, you need to ask them, because I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Like, how can you not want to take care of the kid that actually came out of your fucking body?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's hard, Sean.
Well,
it's
so
hard to take care of a kid.
That's bullshit.
It is. It's really difficult.
It is. I mean, and I always say I'm glad I started early.
Yeah.
Because my son's 19. He'll be 20 in December. And so I started when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
And true, it was hard at the beginning. But, I mean, there were so many things that or so many so many avenues that were willing to help you. You just had to actually look into them.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where not to get sidetracked or anything like that.
Oh, sidetracking happens. Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
You don't got to stay linear on this show.
No, that's cool. Because a lot of people be like, oh, well, you know, welfare or we're paying welfare, blah, blah, blah. Like some people need help because can't afford the medical for their kid.
Right.
You know, like my son was born premature. We had to pay for a nurse to come, you know, like once a week. And when he first got to the hospital, they was coming like four times a week. Who paid for that?
Yeah.
The government.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
couldn't afford that
yeah,
shit.
No shit, right?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, the different medicine that he was on, the heart monitor that he was on for him to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's so many different things that, you know, sometimes welfare helps with, and other people be like, oh, they shouldn't get welfare, blah, blah, blah. They're not doing whatever they need to do to, you know, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
especially now, considering everybody's insurance situation when you do have insurance.
Exactly. Insurance is so fucking expensive right now.
Oh, yeah.
It is. And then a lot of companies want to throw in your face that they paying and, you know, oh, well, you're not making enough sales and, you know, we give you this for free and then we give you medical. Like, bitch, your medical sucks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I go to the doctor, I got to pay a $40 copay just to go see a damn doctor.
Not aside from prescriptions.
Exactly.
That, yeah, like,
exactly.
Or like, if the doctor tells you need a fucking CAT scan.
Right.
Which is thousands of dollars by itself.
And then when you do have that kind of medical, they string you along. Ooh, excuse me. They string you along so much. The doctors do. Because they are in cahoots with the insurance companies trying to make sure the insurance companies that don't have to pay for shit like that.
They're not in cahoots. Actually, what goes on there is the only way the doctors are in cahoots with the insurance companies is if your primary care physician has a network of doctors in his area that they pay him for referrals.
Mm.
But in terms of, you know, they're not supposed to know how much shit costs.
Okay.
That's like, it's part of the deal. Like, you call your doctor bitching about how much their shit costs, they don't give a shit because they're not supposed to know. Because their job is to provide you with the exact amount of care that you need, regardless of your ability to pay.
Gotcha.
So, you know, once you get concerned about money, they will work with you, but it's like, that's not their concern.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why your hospital bill goes up so high. They're not trying to, like, pump you full of tests to, like, make sure that the insurance company, like, is going to deny all this shit because mm-hmm. they're... All right, this is my day job, so...
No, I know. That's why I'm sitting here and shutting the fuck up and listening, you know, because I know you know what
I mean,
you're talking
There's shit that goes on that maybe the doctors knowing a little bit about how shit is done would help.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, certain blood tests that aren't going to be covered by your insurance company that are like a couple $100.
Okay.
If you don't, like, actually say, we're looking for this...
Mm-hmm.
If you just go in for a physical and say you need your vitamin D checked, they're not going to cover it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But if you have a certain thing that's wrong with you that says we need a vitamin, yeah, then they'll cover it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they actually tried to stick me with that shit. Like, oh, we need to do a heart test because your father had a heart attack. I'm like, bitch, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. No, we need to go ahead and do it anyway. I'm like, how much is that going to cost? Right. I'm like, I don't want that shit. And they knew how much it was going to cost.
Hmm.
And I'm like, I don't want that shit because I don't need it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh no, it's precaution. Let's go ahead and do it anyway. I did it and passed. Like, bitch, I told you I ain't need this shit.
Now you better be free.
Shit? Yeah.
I mean, I think doctors just like want everybody to have a stress test.
Yeah, fucked up.
They tried to give me a stress test when I was in, like 27.
That's bullshit.
Because I smoked 2 packs a day, so they wanted to put me on a treadmill and watch my fat ass jiggle.
Well, I mean, going back to like what you're saying, when people need that shit, like, right. I got in an accident 2 years ago and fucking broke my arm, both bones. And you know how much that shit cost? The surgery, the 4-day stay in the hospital? $52,000.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what
here.
I did for a
for
living?
For an arm?
Yep. You know what I did for a living? I was a pizza delivery guy. There ain't no way I'm fucking paying for that.
There's no fucking
So when I got out of surgery, there was a very nice gentleman waiting for me like, hey, we're going to sign you up for fucking Medicaid because you're not be able to pay for this.
You're not going to be able to pay for that shit. Hell yeah. Because, and then even if you wasn't a pizza delivery guy, $52,000?
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Cops can't even pay for that shit.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's just bullshit. But back to the subject at hand. Yeah. I don't want to get too sidetracked. But, there's different circumstances where people become a deadbeat parent. Well, in their eyes, you know, oh, well, this happened and, you know, well, we split up. And so, you know, they like almost in your friend's situation, like she might keep him away from the kid because she hates him. Mm-hmm. Right. And then it's circumstances where where they treat the kid like shit because they look like the other parent. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how can you justify keeping a kid away from somebody and you treating the kid like shit?
Right.
This is why I got a vasectomy, Sean.
And
because I know that a kid that pops out look like me would be instantly hated by the mother.
That is true. I think it'd be hated by everybody.
I was going to say by the world.
Yeah, but the mother definitely, yeah.
You look like that fat Jew I let come inside. You worthless piece of shit. I hate tequila and I hate you. Stop playing with that fucking dreidel.
Oh, man. But then some people, it kind of baffles me sometimes on the thought process some of these people go through. You know, on not wanting to take care of their kid, you know. In my instance, we split up and they just act like they didn't have a kid until it was convenient for them. Like on Mother's Day or Christmas or Thanksgiving, but all year round, you wasn't around.
Yeah.
You know, and then the simple fact of a kid not having both of their parents in the home. I was blessed to be able to have both my parents in the home, right? That's fucking odd. But because black and white people, or, you know, Hispanic, or, you know, whatever, child.
Oh, it's no longer a race thing, buddy. The divorce rate is
52%. It is no longer a race thing. But we can probably say that, you know, most Asians have both their parents. Can we agree with that? No, maybe.
I don't know. I honestly don't know enough Asians to
Neither do I. That's why I was putting that out there. Because if you know enough Asians,
the hate flow at gmail.com. Please help us be more racist.
I thought you were going to say let the hate flow at gmail.com so we can know more Asians. If you're out, well, hey, we have a following in Japan.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. There we go.
Yeah. Please let us know, Japanese listeners. Is divorce a thing over there?
Yeah, I mean...
Domo arigato, Mr. Hordano.
But it's crazy because in the long run, it affects the kid.
Oh, without a doubt.
And even if you don't realize it affects the kid, it literally affects the kid. In different aspects and at different ages in their life, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, some kids act out and you don't know why, but it deep down is not being able to talk to that other parent.
Yeah.
You know, like how can you, you know, not be around? You come around five times out of the fucking year, five times out of the year. It's 365, four, five,
five.
I'm tired. Sorry.
Fact checks. 365.25.
I thought so. And then when leap year comes in.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, but I mean, there's 365 and 0.2, you said, fucker?
A quarter. You know what a quarter is, don't you, Sean?
Yeah. That's 7 grams. To the T.
Yeah.
Don't not with the bag either, fucker.
Yeah, take some of them stems out of there.
What are you looking at me for? Shit.
But it's crazy. Five times, like I would count how many times this motherfucker would see the kid. Yeah. Like it baffled me so many times, and then come income tax time, you know, I would claim my son and this bitch would want money out of it. Yeah, like why?
Yeah.
Do you want to eat? So basically you want $100 for every time you seen your kid?
And you want you want the kid for money. Like that's what you see out of the kid?
Yeah, pretty much.
$500 for the year? For go get year. A fucking job, yeah. And fucking get your $500 every 2 weeks, uh-huh. Or whatever the fuck.
Which does, I mean, it just, like I said, it baffles the fuck out of me, man. And like I said, it was always when it was convenient.
Yeah.
When it was convenient. Mother's Day, you know, want to make them feel like a parent. Or snatching photos off
to me, that's worse.
Off of the Facebook and acting like you know, you really care. Like, fuck out of here.
Yeah, that, you know? Yeah, fuck that shit.
And that,
fuck
that's shit. The shit that really irritates the fuck out of me. Like, why are you snatching pictures?
Like, oh, here, look at my son, blah, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Like, bitch, you didn't take that fucking picture.
You didn't take that picture.
You weren't there.
No, you wasn't there. Right. Yeah, and the crazy part about it is, as a parent, as a single parent, you never want to talk bad about the other parent.
Right.
I never talked bad about his mom to him.
No, I was going to say to his face.
Yeah, well, to his face. Yeah. Right. I would basically say, you know, we both love you. You know, I would always say that.
I love you more.
I mean, he knew.
Right.
That. I didn't have to say it, but I will always let him know, like, you know, hey, we both love you, you know, to the you know, moon and back.
Yeah.
You know, so don't feel like, you know, you're being rejected in any way.
Right.
The shit that made me want to smack the living taste out of somebody's mouth, though, is on Christmas. One Christmas, right? Motherfucker come over and want to act like a family and shit and hang out and, you know, and then when they leave, you know, my son was like, I don't understand why she doesn't want me. or why she always lies and says she's going to come get me and she don't doesn't. Show up or say I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that and don't follow through.
Oh, that's fucking heartbreaking.
And the fucked up part is he was 18 years old asking these questions in tears. So, of course, that had me in tears. You know what I'm saying?
No shit,
like,
dude.
What the fuck? You know? So
yeah. And then I understand why you say want to slap the fucking taste out of somebody's mouth.
Like, I literally, because it's happened to me. So I fucking hate
seeing your kid go through it.
I fucking hate seeing any kid go through that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, my niece and my nephew go through that shit. That bitch don't even call them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Call them on their birthday. That's it. You lose a job on purpose so you don't have to pay child. What kind of fucking shit is that? You willingly gave up full custody of your son, knowing it's not my brother's son, you know?
Yeah.
Just so you ain't had to take care of him? Like, what the fuck kind of shit is that? Then you turn around and have another fucking kid.
Did she take care of that one?
I don't fucking know. Who knows?
If you had to guess, probably not.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, it's...
Some people really like being pregnant.
the shit is fucking sickening, man. And I always tell people too, especially guys that have a kid and can't stand the mother of their child. You know, and if you hear my vocabulary and what I say, I've never once said, you know, baby daddy or baby mama,
mother, father.
It's always the father of the kid, the mother of the kid, because that other shit is bullshit. You lay down with this person and y'all had a blessing out of it. Even though y'all not together, it's still a blessing, you know? So, and I tell guys time and time again, I used to tell my one best friend, like, you don't have to be with the mother to be a good father to your kid, period. You don't have to, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to be in that house to be a good father to that kid.
There's a difference between being a good parent and being good parents. Like, there's a major, major difference.
You know, because, I mean, you got people that have both parents in the home and they're shitty fucking parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but then you have people who can't have kids who would love to be a fucking parent.
Yeah.
And can't be a parent. And then they see you do dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, not take care of your kid. You know, I mean... It's so many different ways that I hate that shit, man.
Yeah,
like I get real passionate and real fucking.
No, hard. I mean just based off what you just told us about your son and what he said about his own mother, like that dude, that shit's fucking heartbreaking.
It is, man.
That sucks.
Fucking sucks. You know.
All right, so let's put a scenario into play.
All right.
There was a certain lady in your life that really wanted to have your baby. This lady was quite the catch, Sean. She got sent to jail while she was waiting for you to get out of jail. Now, let's say she decides to do the super uchu crazy bitch thing and poke holes in all the condoms. And she decides to have a kid. And there is absolutely no way you can be around this woman and maintain a healthy demeanor at all. How do you do it? How do you avoid? Of course you're going to pay your child support. You've always worked on the books. You're a good man. But... How do you be there for the child when
first
this is
foremost,
somebody that I know for a fact that you despise and you could not stand to be around this woman? How do you be with that kid?
First and foremost, you get that bitch locked up. If she's poking holes in condoms, you find out about it, she's got to go.
And I really should smack the taste out of fucking shit right now for even bringing that nightmare fucking up right now.
Exactly. But that's the thing. People are getting into situations like that.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, first off, buy your own fucking condoms. But you know what's crazy is we literally just had this conversation. Not about that person, but about poking holes and people being crazy, because I can't say females. because guys are crazy,
oh, yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah. So.
But, like, I literally just had this conversation with a friend of mine, knowing he's sleeping with a crazy chick, and he knows she's crazy. Like, knows for a fact. There was several alarms, and you continue to, like, it's, I understand most crazy chicks got great, you know, great pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to know the crazy can kill, man. So in that situation.
Without a doubt.
in that situation, I would really probably. Fuck. Because I would say I want to go at it the way my brother went at it. But that person really wanted a kid. So I know that's not going to happen. I won't be able to get full custody.
Right.
I would definitely sign the birth certificate. And the first thing I would do is literally go like straight to social services and be like, look, this person's unstable. You know, and I mean, but you got to have proof. You got to be able to back the shit up.
Yeah.
And you got to make sure your shit is all the way right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they go dig and prying your shit too.
Once you go to the courts.
Oh, it's a wrap. They going through everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely have to go through the courts, man, and get that, you know, the definitely visitations, but I'm talking about supervised like pickups. Like I would have to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Armed guards.
Like, yeah, or literally armed guards, or like make it to where, a grandparent has to, you know, do the transaction with the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like they got to pick up the package, you know? Because like people crazy were you, you know, I mean, I'm mad that you brung that shit up, man.
No, don't be mad about it. Like now you see, you've just thought about how much work it's going to take to get that done,
but
to still be there. You would do it.
But I would do it. I would do it. No matter how much it's going to cost, I'm going to go ahead and do it. But, flat out.
But can you empathize with somebody that's going to look at that situation and go, I'm not dealing with this shit?
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Why be a quitter, man? Like this person, like the little person literally favors you, man. Even if it doesn't look exactly like you, it has your features. Like it's going to have some of your attitude. It's going to have some of your wit. It's going to have some of your good, you know what I'm saying? Your good qualities, some of your bad qualities. This came from you. Like, how can you not want to fight or at least attempt to fight? And I understand a lot of people are crazy, guys and girls. But how can you sit there and say it's not worth the fight is what I'm saying.
Right, right, right.
You know, how can you really say it's not worth the fight at all? If this going to cost you a lot, try to budget the hell out of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want somebody to go broke fighting for their kid because some people can't handle that. But me personally, I would fucking go broke. Period.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just how I feel.
And yeah, I mean, and that's the thing is you've raised a fucking child.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like all from what it sounds like, birth to fucking...
Yeah. And it's funny because, like, a female asked me before, was like, were they ever a good parent, even when y'all were together? Because we were married, you know? And it made me sit and think. And I was like, you know what? Not really.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were cooking clean.
Yeah.
But it was like one time where she helped him with his homework one time. And I literally had to stop that shit. I was like, no, because I will beat the fuck out of you for yelling at your fucking first grade son because he doesn't understand a fucking homework assignment.
Yeah.
It's in the first fucking grade.
Yeah.
Like, really?
He's not supposed to understand that shit. He's learning.
He's learning, you know? And I literally had to be like, you know, no, I will fucking help him with his homework.
So I have a question then. All right, so you guys were married. How long until... She split.
5 years.
So he was five?
He was six.
Six. Okay, so it was right around that time.
When she split fully, he was seven and a half, eight years old.
So he was used to his mother being there and then had to get used to her not being there and then not being fucking present in his life at all.
At all, yeah.
You know how fucking hard that's got to fucking be for a kid, dude? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
In that situation you were talking about, that person wanted a kid so fucking bad where they, like, I had to call the police. Mm-hmm. Like, I literally had to call the
police. I'm going to get this cum. Like, come here.
Like he said, this motherfucker went to jail bailing me out of jail. Mm-hmm. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That's like some Friday shit. You got fired on your day off.
Like, certified fucking nuts, man. Like, I was literally blessed not to get caught up in that situation where, I was smart enough to be like, no, like, there's no fucking way I'm going to have a kid with your crazy ass.
Yeah.
Like, and it's funny because, like, after we split up, maybe 7-8 months, she got pregnant. And I was like, thank you, Jesus. I'm not the bullet. You know? And it was like, no way, no how.
That it was your kid.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, no. It was like, no possible way.
That's one of my favorite pranks to play on people, though.
Like, no possible way at all. And they had a kid. And I kind of feel bad for that fucking kid,
man. Oh, sure.
And come to find out, because, like, some people from my church will, like, tell me shit about that. I'm like, you know, I don't give a fuck. Like, I don't want to hear the. I don't
like how you said.
I don't even want to hear the name
in church. You just hear, praise Jesus, God. I don't give a fuck about that bitch.
like God know my heart. Like,
I'm sorry, Lord, but fuck this crazy bitch. Fuck these crazy people.
Oh shit.
Be blessed, y'all.
But stay woke.
Right. But come to find
out.
Another
beer, Sean?
Yeah, I'll take another one. Come to find out, they had another kid, man. Now they got two. I'm like, my gosh. I'm so glad I dodged that bullet, man.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Things might be working out, you know.
No, I hope and I do pray, because I pray for everybody, man. No matter how much I dislike the person, I still pray for their situation.
Fair enough.
So I hope and I do pray that kid is, you know, I'm sure that kid is taken care of. The motherfucker wanted a kid that damn bad. So I know they taking care of that kid, regardless if the father is in the kid's life. And if he's not, he's a bitch. Because I know how crazy that person is. But still, you still got to take care of your seeds, man.
Yeah. I mean, I've just found myself in situations where, you know, it's better for everyone involved if, you know, because a lot of the time the catalyst for the bad situations that are happening in that house is you. So it's time to go.
But then I also know people that actually took care of kids that wasn't theirs.
Yeah, I've seen that happen before too.
Like, I'm talking about literally took care of the kid and, you know, called them their own.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
And would fight tooth and nail if anything happened to that kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I mean it's just like, you know, there is like a paternal instinct. Well, I want to say most people, I really don't know, but like the numbers on that. And I also have, going back on episodes, listen, I just make a lot of numbers up. Like, I called 70% of whatever we were talking about autistic. I don't remember who we were talking about. I was like, those can't be real numbers.
What, 70% of the entire internet is autistic? Yes.
Those are accurate numbers. But like, I mean, I want to say that there's got to be, for the most part, I'd like to say the majority percentage, a paternal instinct that you're going to, that you want to take care of that kid or, you know, whatever. But like, I've also seen it happen before where there's a deadbeat parent, somebody else steps in, and like, that kid is their fucking kid. Yeah, it might not be by blood, but that's their fucking kid, dude. Like,
I know a good friend of mine that did that shit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, and those are the kind of people like fucking deserve a goddamn applause.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely. Just like, how the fuck, like, do you care about, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's a very difficult situation, man. Because, you know, I'm sure you know that I was in that situation.
Yeah, no, I'm fully aware.
And it was it fell to me, really, to make sure that the biological father had a relationship with the kid. Because, you know, I was aware of the financials. And I can kind of understand why people are iffy about paying child support, because they know it's not until the kid gets to be 18. Mm-hmm. It's not going to the kid. It's going to the other parent.
That is true.
So
that is true. And you hope that they're doing the right thing with that money, but eight out of 10 times they're not.
Like, I don't mean to put my shit, because I obviously I won't say his name. Some people know who I'm talking about, whatever. Like, I remember the one time he called me and he was like, dude, I'm getting waxed for this fucking much money. And then I see pictures of my kid that other people show me and he's wearing fucking brand new fucking Jordans and like all this shit. He goes, the money that she's getting from me is not for that shit. It's to take care of him. You know what I mean? Like, so he had a good mindset about it. Just like that kind of shit would drive me up a fucking wall. Like, yeah. Use the money where it fucking needs to go.
And in that situation, how can you not want to fight more?
Right. No, I get, I mean, that's, I don't, we haven't talked about it in a really long time. Mm-hmm. So that I can't answer. And also I'm not going to sit here. And,
no, I got, no,
you know
I
what
got
I mean?
You.
Like
I
he, got you. Yeah. He's my best friend in the world to fucking no, defend yeah, him. You know
no,
what I mean?
No, no, that's, I understand that's, that. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like, there's, once that money leaves your paycheck, there's nothing you can do about
nothing
it.
Nothing you can do about it.
And, you know, when you see shit like that, it makes you a little resentful. It's like, you know what? Mm-hmm. Fuck you. And I'm not giving you any money.
Well, yeah. And he's not, it's not, I'm sorry. I'm, it's not, he's not resentful towards the kid. He's obviously it's her and she's yeah. resentful towards him for whatever fucking right. reason. But I don't know that it is. It's all a fucking crazy situation.
It is
everything.
It is
that we're talking about.
It is because, like, I mean, because you feel bad for that. You know what I'm saying, for that person. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, I wouldn't want nobody to go through that.
No, I mean, it's just like I'm the oldest of four. My parents are still together. They're fucking nuts. I've told them a million. I've told them a million times since I was 10 years old that they should get divorced because they're both fucking crazy. But they love each other in their own warped way. But I'm the oldest of four, and it's like just seeing like my siblings coming up, and the one's only 6 years younger than me, so we grew up together. Mm-hmm. The other two are, they're 13 now, and it's like just to see how impressionable kids are.
Hell yeah.
Like, that shit, like, even if you're the parent who's like, oh, that kid doesn't love me because I haven't been around, like, blah, 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 blah. Fuck that shit, because mm-hmm. it's still fucking with them in one mm-hmm. way or another.
Mm-hmm.
And, like you said earlier,
pretty
much.
Oh, yeah, because, like, and then you can kind of take that situation as far as, you know, your parents being together and you was raised by your parents. As far as, you know, your willingness. There you go.
Okay. You're tired. I get it.
All right. So to actually want to take care of your seed, regardless if y'all stay together or not. But then you can also see people who didn't have a father in their life go to bat because they want to make sure they're not that person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That right. didn't take care of them.
Yeah.
So they want to make sure they take care of theirs. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got parents that didn't show you how to really, they really didn't take care of you even though they were together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you really don't know how to take care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, there's so many different circumstances, you know?
Right. But, and that's the thing is, like Jeremy said, there's extenuating circumstances and,
yeah.
you know, a lot of shit. It's hard to generalize it all into one thing.
It is. And so this is my take on it. I hate deadbeat parents that are literally deadbeat for no fucking reason at all.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because like we just discussed, there are circumstances where, you know, you're not allowed to see the kid, you know, or you just can't deal with that person.
Yeah.
I try to say, you know, even if you got to get counseling to try to be able to help get along or at least mediate
right.
the situation, because some people you just really can't get along with. And yes. I understand that. And I do understand that. But because a lot of people say, oh, well, do it for the kids. You know, do it for the kids. Some people won't let you do it for the kid.
Yeah.
You can try your hardest on your end. Yeah. And they still doing everything to fucking combat the shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I do understand that. That's why I say I hate deadbeat parents that are literally fucking deadbeat for no reason, have no reason to be deadbeats, or no circumstances where They just can't be in that person's life. Because you would say for a person that's paying child support and want to see their kid but can't, that's not a deadbeat person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a deadbeat parent.
Right.
Because they're doing everything they can to take care of their kid.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They're doing everything they can to even try to see.
Well, it's like on the flip side, too. It's like, you know, you could ask, you know, like, the you know, your ex, for example, or whatever. It's like you sit there, you could, you know, sit down and be like, explain to me how you are okay with this. And those people immediately fucking go on the defensive like they didn't do anything fucking wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it. I've seen it fucking happen before. And I'm just like, how can you sit there like with your conscience being like a, having cognitive thought and everything, and you just, well, it's not my fault. I got fucked.
I mean, I've been struggling with that for a while, in that, you know, I have to justify my decision to, you know, leave the situation that I was in.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's, and then younger, my father made the decision to take off, leaving me in charge. So it's, but, you know, of course you're going to say that you did the right thing, because it's a really shitty thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Despite everything that was going on in my home, it still would have been better for the kid if I would have stayed long term. But, you know, that's hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, at the time, it was like, you know, one room over, every night, you're going to sleep listening to your mother scream at a man. So, how is that supposed to...
how is that healthy? How is that a healthy environment, you know?
Because it was... I'm not exaggerating. It was every night. So, yeah. It's, there's always something else lurking beneath the surface. It's just, man, if, like, you're... I guess it's more the people that you see that show up on the paternity test shows. And they really, really ham it up that
they're not the dad or
that's what you picture when you think of deadbeat dads.
That is true.
I refuse to grow up.
However, the mother in those situations, when you are not the father comes out, my favorite fucking thing in the world is those dudes doing the dances and they're like, fuck you.
And the chick running back and crying, I thought that was him.
Yeah. Nope.
I should have closed my legs. You think about that, bitch?
My favorite is when somebody comes out and says you can't get pregnant from a blowjob. And they do the test anyway.
Guess what? You can't get pregnant from anal either.
Yes, you can.
Your kid will come out looking like shit, right?
So says Marv Conner.
Exactly.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's Marv's been doing that joke for...
Yes, and I still love it.
Yeah.
I still love it.
As long as I've known Marv, he's been doing that. You know, I think the technical way that happens is if you don't leave a plug in there, it just runs out. And then you have a baby.
Why can I picture that situation?
Oh, man.
Because
the girl takes the cum and puts it in her fucking
shitty cum?
It's like, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
you ever had a woman so mad at you that she pulls cum out of her and throws it at you?
No.
What?
No.
Hold on. Say that again?
Have you ever made a woman so mad at you that after sex, she reaches inside of her, pulls out your wad, and throws it at you?
No.
Nah.
I have made a woman that mad.
Jesus Christ.
This is why I don't have sex, guys.
This is why we podcast. So I can find out things like that.
What the fuck?
Yeah, she was really mad at me.
So basically she didn't get off.
Who cares?
Jeremy's like, true, but that's not why she was mad.
That's never happened to me. Like, you know.
Oh, no, I take care of what I need to take care of. So.
Sometimes I don't care. Sometimes I'm going into that situation selfishly and I don't care. So,
I think,
you know,
it's cause, I don't know if it's because I'm a Cancer. I gotta make sure they get theirs, you know.
Dude, I'm a Capricorn and I make sure they get theirs.
I don't know. Jeremy's just a selfish bastard, though.
He's not at all.
But he's not.
He's like the nicest fucking mean person on the planet.
Yes.
I mean,
that is true.
I think he would actually prefer to say the meanest nice person on the planet.
I don't know what you paint me however you want. Sometimes I don't care if they come.
Like, white and red it is then. Means I'm just gonna punch you in the face and come on you.
Somebody actually suggested that that's how I should get into sex, is have somebody beat me up while they're fucking me.
I think you'd probably like it.
I think he would come too fast and she'll probably be pissed and throw the wad at him.
Wait, is this what actually happened? I think Sean Boyd just figured this whole thing out.
How did you come before I even got wet? This is bullshit.
I'm wet now, motherfucker. Oh, shit. Fucking A.
Oh, shit.
Man.
All right. Before we wrap up, I have to take this in another direction because it's my duty as your friend to do so. How do you feel about your deadbeat dad? No, not the one that is responsible for your life on this planet. I'm talking about the disgruntled clown, the man that raised you.
I can see Chris Klim listening to this and like literally dying in tears from this bitch saying that shit. Like,
that's your dad.
Chris Klim does listen to the show, so he will hear it.
He doesn't pay child support. He doesn't come to your softball games. When you were headlining your first night, where was the disgruntled clown? Does he comment on your videos? He's not a good dad.
That's some bullshit. That is some fucking bullshit. I swear.
Is this the real reason you hate deadbeat dads?
You are such a bitch. You are such a bitch.
I'm not the one that was raised by a disgruntled clown. Oh. Did he come to you for support after he was on the news? Back and to the left.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
that's some bullshit. It's called mentor, not a fucking father. Fuck out of here.
I'd like to, however, congratulate Chris Klem on 100 episodes of the Cavs Cast. 100
episodes.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Chris Klem's Cavs Cast.
It's really, really, really cool. On the Lousy Weather Media Network.
And the highlight of his basketball career was getting dunked on by LeBron James.
Who, Chris Klem's?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
In high school.
Oh, I never heard that before. That's awesome.
Really?
No, I didn't know. I actually didn't meet Chris until, what, 3 or 4 months ago?
Yeah.
When he came on the show? Okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah. As he put it, he dunked on several people on his team, but I still say he dunked on Chris.
I mean, well, how could you not dunk on Chris? You've seen old pictures of Chris. He's got a very dunkable face.
That is true.
Dunkable is true. Face.
Like, you want to dunk on him and put your nuts in his mouth.
Right? And people say all Chris Klem's the bully.
Give Chris Klem a little biscuit.
Hit him with the two-piece and the biscuit.
Love that chicken for Popeye.
Oh, shit, man.
Oh, shit.
Hey, congratulations, Chris. We just desecrated your show. However, however, you still have way more listeners than we do, so I don't feel bad.
Don't feel bad for bullying a bully.
Fuck that bully.
You chased Mike Bowser out of comedy, you monster.
Oh, man.
Get the fuck out of here. That's not true.
No, I know it's not true.
Oh, I'm about to say.
I'm trying to make him feel bad, okay, and you're ruining it.
All right, sorry. You know Chris is my dude.
Yeah, Chris is all over the
Chris literally had the best roast joke about me at the roast. Well, Sheer always has good ones, but the best went to Chris Clem.
Which roast?
The Pete the roast. The one I ate shit at.
Oh, okay. You know, yeah. Right on.
Yeah, but Chris had the best fucking joke. Like, I was in tears. The shit was so funny. He said, Sean will never die. Because when he sees the light, he's just going to keep going.
Yeah. That was...
That shit was priceless.
That was wonderful and accurate.
And accurate. It was accurate.
Oh, yes. Man.
Well, you know, you're not untypical in every way, Sean.
That is true. That is true.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for coming on the podcast this week.
Thanks for having me on here, man. I appreciate it. I got some shit off my chest, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Good. Relax with a couple beers, you know.
Yeah, man, I feel good.
Wind down.
Yeah. All right. And a couple quick things before we go. Shout out to the sponsor, Rain Clothing. That's R-A-N-E, not like R-A-I-N. Then you'd have a wet shirt, and you don't want that. You can visit their website, rainclothing.com. Shout out to the Lousy Weather Media Network, of which Chris Clem is a part of. He just did his 100th episode. Very happy for him. And also thanks to Sam Holmes, who did our logo. You can follow him on the Instagram. That's Sam Holmes, like you live in, not Holmes like you hang with. And thanks to our producer, Pete Milk, who does this each and every week for us here at Milky Way Recordings.
Good job, Pete.
Pete's the fucking man.
You may notice that our introduction is different. Well, it was 25 episodes. We thought, you know, incremental change might be nice. So you're welcome, everybody. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates deadbeat parents as much as Sean Boyd.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care. I'm not making mistakes. I keep standing up and falling on my face. Keep me numbing ages. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge paper. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain. Hands under the punches.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.